Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Deep behind enemy lines, Austin, Texas, InfoWars Studio. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I am Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today. So glad you could join us this 24th day of January, 2006. Eric Hufschmidt, whose perennial book on 9/11, entitled Painful Questions and Analysis of the September 11th Attack, will be joining us in the second hour of today's program. We are going to take your calls and go over a lot of news. I had a ton of news left over from yesterday, so we're going to bang out some of that and bang out some of the new headlines today at InfoWars.com. And, well, this is the beauty of doing a radio program such as this. There is no lack of news, and unfortunately, a lot of it is bad or bizarre. Although we always encourage you to take a positive attitude, and very simply put, and it might be a little trite and cliche, but the truth does set you free. If you've been watching the mainstream media, cable and network news, you have seen and you will hear in this recent State of the Union by George W. Bush the bragging of catching another number two, number three, number four Al-Qaeda guy, almost had Zawahiri in this recent bombing in Pakistan. And I meant to get to this yesterday, but it's very important because I know a lot of people get their news through this radio program. It's very important that we punctuate this particular attack in Pakistan where we captured and killed and had a great victory for Oceania. Yes, that's right. I said Oceania. And this is the story that peeled out yesterday that was circulating around the web and also broadcast on CNN. A Pakistan PM, Prime Minister, CIA attack reports bizarre, no evidence that top Al-Qaeda leaders were at the target, he says. Pakistani Prime Minister Shariq Aziz on Sunday ridiculed as bizarre a U.S. report that senior Al-Qaeda leaders were killed in a CIA attack on a home along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. He says, quote, there is no evidence as of a half hour ago that there were any people there, as he said on CNN's late edition with Wolf Blitzer. The area does see movement of people from across the border, but we have not found one body or one shred of evidence that these people were there. Meanwhile, the Bush administration and their minions, and of course all those reading the talking points on the Sunday news shows, went into great detail to talk about how they had Zawahiri and various number two, number three Al-Qaeda minions at this particular house. The initial reports, of course, as you remember, came out that we simply and accidentally, of course, killed a lot of innocent people in a supposed decapitation move on the number two Al-Qaeda man. But again, here we have the Pakistani Prime Minister, Aziz, saying that this is bizarre because there's no evidence. No one's told them there was no evidence. They've seen nothing to indicate that that is the truth. Again, folks, I hate to have to be the one to tell you this, but your government is lying to you. U.S. counterterrorism officials have said they believe the January 13th, yeah, that's right, folks, it was on the 13th, the January 13th attack killed 4 to 8 Al-Qaeda-affiliated, quote-unquote, foreigners attending a dinner meeting. Knowledgeable sources have said that their bodies were removed from the scene by comrades and buried elsewhere. Well, isn't that convenient? Tens of thousands of Pakistanis have taken to the streets and cities nationwide to express outrage about the attack, which killed more than a dozen civilians, including women and children. Pakistani officials originally put the death toll at 18 civilians. Aziz cited 13 deaths. 13 deaths on January 13th. Par for the course, isn't it, folks? We have a lot of news to cover, including Pentagon spied on Houston anti-Halliburton activists. Patriot Act renewals include creation of a federal police force. Officer docked pay for torturing an Iraqi to death. 11 people indicted for domestic terror activities in the U.S. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, GCN Radio Network.
Alex Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jack Blood sitting in for the one and only Alex Jones, trying to do my best to live up to a legend. Huge shoes to fill, as I'm sure all of you know. My show, of course, airs right after Alex Jones' program every day, Monday through Friday, on this wonderful GCN radio network, going out to over 60 countries as we speak. Very important for us to straighten out the record, to put things on the record. Unfortunately, Americans and people around the world only get a half of the story. I think I'm being rather generous there. We could cut that down to maybe a tenth of the story, because as each news item, each news event comes out, there are so many angles, so much research to be done. And we know that, of course, the mainstream media, the establishment media, is either lazy or they don't give a darn about getting Americans the truth. And thank goodness we have something called cyberspace and the internet. We're able to read newspapers from around the world. And we can somehow now get a sense of what is reality, break out of some of the illusion, and come to some basic common sense conclusions for ourselves. And that's really what we need to do. You know, what's interesting is I talk to a lot of people, folks, and whether they be family or people on the street or my neighbors, and I try to tell them, well, you know, this attack in Pakistan, for instance, really didn't happen. What did happen is we killed a lot of women and children and made a lot of excuses. I'm blowing my horn. I just got a note here through the studio window. Well, hey, look, folks, that's what talk show hosts do. So as I'm talking to people, and I try to, you know, relate to them very simply, here's another side of the story. Well, I don't want to hear it. I got to put my hands over my ears. I don't want to hear it. Can't hear it. That's just too much for me. I don't want to hear it. It must be a... Are you ready, folks? Let's get the drum roll. Sound the trumpets. It must be a conspiracy theory. Or it must be some liberal propaganda. People are so quick to label things that they will not hear you. Last night, I'm driving down I-35, and I pull up, I get off the freeway, I pull off onto my exit, and there's a gentleman who is so kind that he offers to wash my windows for me. He doesn't ask me, he just starts washing my windows. Sure, we've all been there and done that. I tell him not to wash my windows. I don't particularly like people getting near my car that I don't know. I think it's a rather safe precaution to keep as a mandate. And I begin to try to tell him how here in Austin, Texas, the police, admittedly, dress up as the homeless in order to fish inside your car, in order to take a gander inside your car to see if you're wearing your seatbelt, to see if your tags and registration are all in order, and if they're not, if there's any reason to believe that you could be a threat to society or yourself, that's of course the seatbelt reference, then they simply radio ahead and have you arrested or cited. Well, as I'm talking to this homeless man, he is unable to hear me, won't hear me, refuses to hear me, and when I, well, I have to admit, folks, I did a bit of an information drive-by. I forced the information upon this gentleman, and he accused me of being on crack cocaine and being paranoid, even though it's in all the mainstream newspapers down here, even though it's common knowledge to anybody that reads beyond the headline of the newspaper. Well, folks, that's exactly what the establishment media is counting on, that you'll get all of your news and all of your information and formulate your opinions by sound bites and above-the-fold headlines. I'm very proud of what we do here on this network is, again, trying to set the record straight. Going back to this story, Pakistan, this Pakistani bombing, again, reported on CNN. Now, some of you can say that is a liberal propaganda network, and you'd be right. I've heard the term, aptly put, the communist news network. That does not mean to say that they can simply make up something, as Pakistani Prime Minister Shaukat Aziz ridicules the U.S. bombings as quote-unquote bizarre. Aziz said Sunday, if you want to reflect on what happened, we heard there was a dinner meeting with all the seniors of Al-Qaeda. I think that's a bizarre thought because these people don't get together for dinner in a terrain or an environment like that. Second, we heard that Al-Zawahiri was there, as he said. Now we are hearing about this person who is a chemical weapons expert. We don't know who was there. That's being honest. We don't know who was there. We do know there were a number of dead women and children. We don't know when they came, if at all, but if they were there, we'll find out because our people are investigating and they're going through all the evidence available, and once we find out, we'll share it with the world. And I guess we won't be surprised when Pakistan all of a sudden co-signs this giant government lie. Another interesting angle to all of this, if any of you have seen a pretty good documentary, not 100% good, about 60% good, called Power of Nightmares. Very, very interesting, gotten a lot of mainstream attention. Zawahiri is number one. This is, of course, before there is an Al-Qaeda, or the base. This is before the rise of the Mujahideen and the rise of Tim Osmond, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden. Zawahiri was the number one guy. He was the one who was out and calling for the heads of particular Muslims who he felt had betrayed the religion and betrayed the people. But he's been demoted to number two, as we all know. Good chance, I'm not going to say I know that the man is dead. I think there's a pretty good chance he's an asset, as we talked about with Kurt Nemo on my program yesterday, Deadline Live. I'm going to move forward here and remind you that we will take your phone calls in this hour, and Eric Huffschmidt is coming up in the second hour of today's program, 800-259-9231, to get on in here. This is a story that we've really had for a while because, again, there was an anti-Halliburton protest in Houston, and we knew that they had taken a lot of heat. They had been arrested, many of them, unjustly. Some of them had been abused by the police in Houston. Now, of course, not a big surprise, the Pentagon spied on these Houston anti-Halliburton activists. Now, of course, we have to remind ourselves there is an area of our Constitution that allows you to redress your grievances, allows you to gather together and to call out the government, to question the government, but not in these days. A Houston-based anti-Halliburton group was spied on by a top-secret Pentagon counterintelligence agency in 2004, according to a report in Newsweek magazine. Isikoff writ quite a nice piece on this. The peaceful protest, the key word here is peaceful, organized by Houston Global Awareness on June 29, 2004, was attended by approximately 10 local peace activists. The protest involved handing out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to employees of giant military contractor Halliburton to draw attention to the allegations that the company overcharged for military food contracts in Iraq. One of their many offenses, trading with the enemy, there are any number of offenses I'm sure most of you are aware of. Reported Newsweek this week reveals that the Pentagon's counterintelligence field activity, CIFA, CIFA, filed a report on the Houston protest, which took place outside Halliburton's headquarters in Houston, Texas. Not a surprise, and again, I mean, arrested, detained, not given attorneys. We interviewed some of the people back when this took place in June of 2004. And this is, of course, the country that we live in. This is the transparent democracy that we live in, that George W. Bush brags about around the world. And, of course, they only spy on Al-Qaeda. That's the principle. Of course, news coming out today that Congress was fully aware of the NSA spying and the virtual spying on all Americans. Well, not all Americans, on Al-Qaeda. That's right. Of course, we're considered to be Al-Qaeda. We're considered to be terrorists. I mean, crossing the street, not wearing your seatbelt, attending protests, redressing your grievances, smoking, all terrorist acts, as it's loosely defined. Patriot Act renewal includes the creation of a federal police force. Sounds like it very simply verges on offending posse comitatus. Thanks to Suburban Guerrilla Mark Crispin Miller and Save the USA for pointing out Section 605 of the House version of the Patriot Act renewal legislation. It calls for the creation of a federal police force. Your imperial president at work. The permanent police force, to be known as the United States Secret Service Ununiformed Division, empowered to make arrests without warrant or any offense against the United States committed in their presence. Let me repeat that. A permanent police force to be known as the, quote, United States Secret Service Ununiformed Division. Ununiformed is the key word there. Empowered to, quote, make arrests without warrant or any offense against the United States committed in their presence. Or for any felony cognizable under the laws of the United States, if they have reasonable grounds to believe that the person to be arrested has committed or is committing such a felony. Now, the only thing we've left out here is might commit a felony sometime in the future. Here's the text to Section 605 created of the Ununiformed Division, United States Secret Service. Hat tip, Patriot Daily. Also, say hello to the new blog Against the War on Terror. The War on Terror is more than just another public policy. It is an attempt to make security the highest goal of American life. Our leaders have reduced politics to questions of mere survival, in which even the smallest risks, as are viewed, as overriding threats to national existence. We at Against the War on Terror aim to challenge this view and the apparent need to eliminate fear itself. The preservation of bare life cannot and should not guide our political activity and dominate our public culture. We reject the very premise of the war on terror. Isn't that what it comes down to, folks? You're either with us or you're with the terrorists. Yeah. We reject the very premise of the war on terror and everything that goes with it. The Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We will return right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
And now I don't wear a uniform, and I arrest people for no reason. Yeah. We're going to take your calls here right after this next commercial break. 800-259-9231. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Alex today. He will be back on Thursday, to the best of my knowledge. Reading that story of the United States Secret Service uninformed division, you have to really flash back a little bit to our little trip to New York City, which is encompassed in the new Alex Jones film. And I remember, you know, climbing up Madison Square Garden. I had an interview to do, and it's rather tall, and you have to really hurry, and it was quite hot. It was in the middle of the summer. So, of course, once I get up about 8 stories to the very top of Madison Square Garden, I broke out in a bit of a sweat. And I was, of course, interrogated by Secret Service for sweating. That, of course, was the indication that I could have been with Al-Qaeda, that I could have been there for some ill-gotten deed, or I could have been potentially an evildoer. So I was interrogated and watched for roughly a half an hour. And the interesting thing was, is they listened to the interview that I did for another radio program, and they seemed to kind of like what I was saying. On another note, the Republicans, the Stepford Republicans sitting behind me listening to my interview, did not like what I was saying and started an interrogation of their own. But is that what it's coming to? You're sweating, sir. What do you have to hide? Please, sir, can you take this electronic lie detector test and we'd like to interrogate you for a while? No, you may not call your lawyer. We think you could be with Al-Qaeda. Now, it sounds like I'm exaggerating a little bit, and sometimes you do have to exaggerate to make the point, but I don't think we do have to exaggerate at all. Because we have so many documented cases of this police state just out of control. 11 people indicted for domestic terror activities in the United States. A grand jury recently indicted 11 people. It's funny how all these numbers are always 11 and 13, but that's another story. 11 people indicted for more than a dozen domestic terrorism activities in 5 western states. U.S. Attorney General Alberto I Love Torture Antti Gonzalez said on Friday, 65-count indictment, which includes charges of arson and attempted arson, conspiracy and conspiracy to commit arson, because there are conspiracies, use and possession of a destructive device and destruction of an energy facility, was returned by a grand jury in Oregon last Thursday and unsealed on Friday. The 11 members of the Portland-based cell of animal rights and environmental extremists, anybody who's not a moderate is certainly an extremist, were indicted for their roles in a pattern of domestic terrorism activities, Antti Gonzalez told a news conference. 8 of the suspects had been arrested, including 1 Canadian, and 3 were believed to be outside the United States. Foreign terrorists. Domestic terrorists? Foreign terrorists. The indictment said the suspects were responsible for 17 incidents in 5 western states, California, Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and Wyoming, including sabotaging a high-tension power line and a conspiracy that dated back to 1996. In many cases, the group publicized the incidents with graffiti, press releases, and communiques attributing the actions to the Animal Liberation Front and Earth Liberation Front terrorist movement, Gonzalez said. Now, of course, there are large exposés on news programs like Dateline and 60 Minutes, where these people just get on the TV and talk about exactly what they're trying to do. And that is, I think, to call attention to their cause. These are really little more than publicity stunts, some of them a little more serious. Domestic terrorists, again, under the current law, can't tell people that you've been arrested. No search warrants needed to search your property. They don't even have to tell you that they're searching your property. No attorney held indefinitely in captivity with no counsel, no habeas corpus. Sounds like America, doesn't it, folks? It just must be America. Officer docked pay for torturing Iraqi to death. Chief Warrant Officer Lewis Welsoffer, the highest-ranking U.S. Army official charged to date in the death of an Iraqi detainee, was convicted of negligent homicide on Saturday after it was decided the death was not a murder, just negligent homicide. It's Orwellian, folks. He's docked pay. Actually, on Deadline Live today, we'll be interviewing former Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, who was in Abu Ghraib during the torture scandals. We'll have you stay tuned for that. We're coming right back to your calls. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Calls 800-259-9231. Anything that you want to talk about, all of the news that I have covered in the first half hour of today's broadcast of the Alex Jones Show, of course, can be located at Infowars.com. That's easy to remember. Infowars.com. Alex Jones's documentary films, of which there are many, are really some of the best chronicles of what the New World Order has done and what the police state has done to us these many years. Really, really waking people up. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, probably my favorite. Three films in one. All of the police state videos, 1, 2, and 3, Total Enslavement, The Takeover. Great, great, great videos. Really going to wake people up. If they don't believe that foreign troops are training here in covert operations, urban warfare here within our own borders, then just show people the evidence. Just show them on camera doing it. So I really hope that you're getting these videos and that you're sharing them with your friends. It really is the best way to wake people up, and this has been happening now for years and years and years. This is the best tool to really get through to people, and there's not a better time than right now to do it. People are very, very open to it. I've noticed as I'm moving around through the city and talking to people at the gas pump or talking to people at the checkout counter, the people really are receptive to this now. And we've softened them up a little bit for you, folks, but these are great tools. There are specials on a lot of the videos. Of course, if you buy multiple videos, you'll save money. One of the things I think is a must-do for everybody is to sign up for Prison Planet TV. $5.95 a month, folks. You get every Alex Jones documentary film. Alex Jones' latest documentary films before their public release. You'll get to see them first. Regular video reports from Alex Jones from the TV show he does here in Austin, which I watch every time it's on. Love it. E-books from Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson and others. The best audio interviews from the Alex Jones show. Dozen of documentary films by other authors. Movies in QT Windows Media. Broadband dial-up options. Downloadable MP3s for your iPod. MP3 player. A library of TV reports spanning back nearly 2 years. Live technical support, chat, and email support, special anonymous surfer and emailer. If you want to sign up for a year, they're going to give you the first 3 months for free at $54.95. You'll have a whole year guaranteed to be the first one to see anything that Alex Jones produces and creates. And you better believe he's working on some new stuff right now, going to be released shortly, and you'll be the first to see it. Prison Planet TV. The Alex Jones films, and the T-shirts, by the way, are really waking people up. You wouldn't think a silly T-shirt could do anything to fight the info war, but you know what? It makes it easy for you to start conversations. People come up to you and start asking you questions because you're wearing a Tyranny Response Team T-shirt, or you're wearing a Mass Murderers Agree Gun Control Works T-shirt, which I've had many conversations over as I've proudly worn these T-shirts. 1-888-253-3139. Call them up right now. Sign up for Prison Planet TV. 888-253-3139. Or simply write to Alex Jones, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And, of course, you can always go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to sign up for the Prison Planet TV and to get these great documentary videos you can share with your friends. Of course, you're authorized to make copies for educational purposes. Not many people are going to make you that offer. 1-800-259-9231. Canada woke up today with a conservative government. I'm going to talk about that. The EU governments are complicit in the shady CIA activities. This says an investigator. They just look the other way. Reporters were ejected from a Governor Jeb Bush speech in Florida. There's another nuke exercise in Charleston. A lot to talk about. Anything that's on your mind today. 800-259-9231. Eric Huffschmidt joining us here at the top of the hour, talking about all things 9/11 and some current events. Let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, thank you for calling in today. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Jack. Behind every bush is a terrorist, and behind every terrorist is a bush. Yeah, I had four observations for you. Really quick, a rapid fire them for you. I think the globalists want us to be like an ant or a bee social insect, you know, sterile worker drones, just mindlessly doing whatever.
Sure.
I was also thinking about Enron. What if they got wind that the economy was going to get blown out and they decided, well, we'll just blow out our company and reap the benefits first. And I bet you, if you dig a little bit, they know some people in high places. Another one.
Let me stop you real quick, because first of all, when you mentioned, you know, creating mindless drones, that was all part of the eugenics plan. Of course, I think outed by Julian Huxley's brother. Julian Huxley was the first head of UNESCO, the social education arm of the United Nations. His brother, of course, was Aldous Huxley and wrote his book, The Brave New World, Brave New World Revisited, where he outlines these exact eugenic plans that started out in the United Nations. So this is something the Bush family has been signed on to for years. What was your second point?
The second one was blowing out the economy because if people got
Enron.
Wind of it,
Enron.
I would say that they would want to benefit from it and say, hey, you know, we can make money off this, so let's do it ourselves.
DV Kidd has just written a fantastic article on newswithviews.com called 9/11, The Smoking Cannon, and related this to insider trading by Enron right before 9/11. They cashed out a lot of their stuff before 9/11, knowing that the economy was going to take a hit. And, of course, yes, they're very inside, as you know. They knew they were being investigated and that the bottom was going to fall out. And you better believe they took the stockholders for everything they could get. Go ahead.
Okay, the Waltons have a secret underground bunker complex, right? So if the globalists' future for us is so rosy, why are they doing that? Why would they build something to withstand World War III? Or in their case, World War IV, but if it's so great, why is it that they're doing that?
I love the common sense approach to your question. That is, of course, because they can't control Al-Qaeda and they can't control China. And as much as they want to save us all from these evildoers, they are pretty sure that's not going to happen. So that's why Dick Cheney is building a new bunker every month.
By the way, everybody has been waking up, and when I ask them why the Waltons are building that, they get one of two reactions. One of them is, well, they can do whatever they want with their money. Well, that's true, but why are they doing it? And the people that finally figured out say, well, maybe they know something we don't.
What about you, Joe? Are you creating your bomb shelter? That was all the rage back
well,
in the
50s. I've been trying to get people to see things differently, and I've been doing things differently. I'm trying to do a common sense webpage for, like, Derry Brownfield. I'm going to send it to him and whatnot, but...
I'm going with duct tape and plastic myself.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
One last one.
Sure.
People's reactions, they always give the benefit of the doubt, and I don't understand that. You know, if this is a modern-day Rome, then just like the Romans, they're going to feed the Christians to the lions, and I don't see too much difference.
Yeah. Well, as you said, I think it's pretty apparent now that people are waking up in the sense that they are able to receive the information. I mean, I think once you start receiving the information, there are different definitions of so-called, you know, taking the red pill, of waking up, quote-unquote. But just to get them started, I think, is great. And a lot of people haven't heard any of the stuff that we would talk about here on GCN or you would read on InfoWars or JackBlood.com. They don't even know that exists. We need to reach these people, Joe. Thanks for the call. Mike in Michigan, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, Jack?
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
Very good.
Good. I heard your program some months ago, and you had a guest on your program talking about gang stalking.
Yes.
I believe her name was Eleanor White. Is that
yes,
her name?
Yes, that's right, Eleanor White.
I'm trying to get a hold of her. Do you have any idea how I could do that?
I don't know offhand. I'm here in Alex's studio, not in my own. But if you're online and you want to write me at jackblood@hotmail.com, jackblood@hotmail.com, I'll make sure that you have her address. She's done some very interesting research. Do you want to tell the listeners quickly what gang stalking is? Do you have an idea what it is?
Well, I'll tell you, after hearing your program, believe it or not, it's been happening to me for over 30 years.
You need to talk to Eleanor because she has put together a coalition of people, both in the United States and Canada, mm-hmm. that have suffered it. And just to quickly explain it for the listeners,
sure.
This is a situation where you become a liability for the government or for the establishment,
mm-hmm.
and there are a number of, let's just call them volunteers. Some are police in the police department. Some are in the FBI and the CIA. Yes, some are working with the alphabet agencies, but a lot of them are people that are working at the grocery store, that are just working everyday common jobs, who go on to forums and get worked up to attack and to do something to a certain individual because, of course, they're speaking out. They're using their First Amendment right of free speech. And the next thing you know, you have people following you. You have strange things happening. You have people calling your work, trying to get you fired. People calling your wife, trying to get you divorced. And they are relentless. And that's really the quickest explanation I can give people about this gang stalking. But it does happen as a retaliatory, and we are living in a retaliatory time when we have people like Karl Rove who have no qualms about killing or going after their enemies. Give me a little note there, Mike, at jackblood@hotmail.com. Or if you want to go to my forums, if you go to jackblood.com and you click on my forum link, Eleanor posts there quite often. But I'll make sure you get her address, okay?
Great. This has been happening to me for years. I didn't I didn't connect the dots.
It makes you feel like you're crazy, is the thing.
It does. And, I mean, you don't tell everyone, but, you know, I have a good memory, so I can remember a lot of incidents. But now I can put them together now that she has explained it somewhat, you know.
Yes, I have enjoyed some really overt gang stalking, which I've documented quite aptly myself. But it does make you feel crazy. It makes you feel exasperated. Mm-hmm. I guess it makes you feel a little paranoid to have people watching you. And they try to wear you out. They can be very, very dangerous is the problem, because if you don't respond to their initial pressure, they will turn up the heat, so to speak. I don't have time to go into too much today, Mike, but we'll get you a hold of Eleanor, and we'll see if she can't help you out, okay?
Well, thanks, Jack.
Thank you. Keep the faith. Let's go to Dan in Vancouver and then Tony in Arkansas. Dan, thank you for calling in. You have a new, quote-unquote, conservative government there in Canada today?
Yeah, we actually sure do. I'm actually not Canadian, but looking at this Harper guy, being from the States, it's like he's cut from that same stone our Bush administration is cut from, you know?
He says that this is not an endorsement for the neocons, that they are not neocons, they are conservatives. As you know, it's a rather new party that took advantage of all of the scandals under the Paul Martin administration.
Exactly.
Paul Martin being, how do we put this politely? Paul Martin being bosom buddies with George W. Bush?
I don't know.
Does that give the people of Canada any hope? Do you have any sense of that?
No, what they did is it's like they were voting for the least worst. They were sick of all the scandal that came out. So
the
lesser of two evils. You know, they didn't like either candidate, which I don't think I don't know the percentage, but I think the voting percentage was very low for this one.
Right. You know? Well, they said, they voted against the Liberal Party because they had become smug and arrogant. And here's the thing, okay, you had a so-called, quote-unquote, Liberal government there in Canada. You have one in England, okay, with the Labour Party in charge of Tony Blair. And here you have this arch-conservative, at least that's how they bill themselves, neoconservative government here in the United States. Yet they all seem to be getting along rather well, don't they? Another thing that's kind of interesting is blue is the color in Canada, folks, that represents the conservatives, and the liberals are red, the exact opposite of what we have here in the United States.
Maybe it's conservative, liberal, it makes no sense. These names are just thrown out there. These people all work for the same group of people.
That's
right.
There
is no conservative. There is no liberal. People have to get that in their head. These they're just names.
Yeah, the terms are barely appropriate for a communication device. They don't mean anything. This is the illusion. Well, look, this was a humiliating blow for Prime Minister Paul Martin, but I think he'll be humiliated right into a job with the Carlyle Group. Anything else today, Dan?
Yeah, on CNN.com, they have on here Senators Blast Pre-Katrina Preparations. It just talks about in 2004, they did a dry run. They dubbed it Hurricane Pam. Mm-hmm. That warned a Category 3 storm would overwhelm the New Orleans area, floods killing up to 60,000 people, destroying buildings and roads. My thing is, they did a dry run in 2004, and this isn't the local government. This is the Bush administration doing a dry run in 2004.
Right.
And they weren't prepared for this.
It's common knowledge. I mean, anybody reading the Times-Picayune or picking up a newspaper in New Orleans knew that that was an inevitability.
It's incredible. And then they acted like they didn't expect it to be so bad.
Homeland Security is doing a great job, aren't they?
It's incredible. Hey, you're doing a great job. I love both your shows. You guys keep up the good work.
Hey, you too. I appreciate the call, Dan. The fact of the matter is, they were figuring out how to cut up the pie. They were going to wait because they have their hands full, folks. As we understand, we're fighting two wars, looking at third and fourth war. A lot of scandals. They had their hands full. So they were hoping that really this maybe didn't happen, but they had the plan. If it did happen, they would provide the solution, as we all know. Many people have alleged that they created this in the first place. I'm really not one of the people. I'd like to see more evidence. But they certainly did take advantage of it, and they sat and cut up the pie while people were hurting themselves. This is the point about the whole Katrina disaster, folks. People herded themselves into these government concentration camps. That's what they were. The FEMA camps were nothing more than modern-day concentration camps. And for all of the people out there that doubted there were any camps, many of which are now ICE camps, immigration camps, that are widely publicized, you can see exactly how it works. All roads lead to the Superdome. All roads lead to your nearest convention center, where you will be held at gunpoint until the feds can sort it all out. And we've done a lot of work on Katrina, and certainly there's a lot on the record, but prior knowledge, gouging, and certainly taking advantage of that event financially and economically are the least of the crimes of the Bush administration. Let's try to get to Tony in Arkansas. Tony, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Do we still have Tony?
Yes.
Hey, man.
It's an honor to speak with you.
Honor to speak with you.
Thank you. It's kind of synchronicity what you led in with the 13th, Friday the 13th, them doing the attack and 13 people being killed. Going along sort of Codex Magic, I've been, you know, waking up myself for the last 4 years since 9/11.
Hold on, I'm going to keep you through this break, and I'm glad you're bringing up Codex Magica because I want everybody to get this book. I don't care if you have to sell 10 of your other books to get it. It is really something else. We'll come back with Tony in Arkansas, others patiently holding, Eric Hufschmidt joining us at the top of the hour. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
A lot of great headlines. headlines on InfoWars.com today. I urge you all to go there. Email it to your entire list. One of the headlines today, the United Kingdom ID cards have been quote-unquote defeated, yet they're still going ahead. We'll talk to Paul Joseph Watson about that tomorrow. So much news, so little time. We're taking your calls as we speak, and of course Eric Hushmidt will join us at about 5 after the hour, so I think we have time to clean up all of these calls. Let's go back to Dan in Vancouver. Dan, we cut you off with that break, but it's all yours.
Tony in Arkansas.
Tony in Arkansas. That's
Sorry.
What I said.
Yeah, it's no problem. It's kind of concerning, again, them following the occult dates. And what I want to go back, if I could, just a little bit, because this is one of the most important things maybe in American history coming up next week, potentially. And so it's on Alex's InfoWars.com. But if you go back and you follow these occult dates and you notice they do a lot of large, huge things on those days, you'll begin to see they're almost like mass murders, and you're a detective having to follow these people.
Yeah.
So anyway, back on February 1st of 2003, we had the shuttle disaster that many people say there's questions about. That could have been a sacrifice, the symbol of the phoenix. Columbia is the goddess they put on our Capitol building,
yeah.
And then they burn up the phoenix, and they're creating the new one, rising from the ashes. You then go, that's called Imbolc, February 1st through the 2nd.
Columbia is the Babylonian goddess, Semiramis. I just want to...
Good point. No, thank you, Jack. Great point. Ostara, which is March 20th through the 23rd, was when we launched the war in Iraq in 2003, and happened to just, again, if you skip all these, you'll understand that these aren't accidents. They happened. We launched that war to reclaim Babylon, ancient Babylon. And then on Beltane, May 1st, apart from October the 1st, that you can find these on any pagan or Wiccan website, these dates. This, the second most holy day of these peoples, May 1st, Russian May Day,
yeah.
Communist May, okay. That was when Bush landed on the USS Lincoln with the sun setting in the west and declared, you know, operations closed. These are not an accident when they keep occurring.
Yeah.
Going back to April 19th, that's when they announced the new pope that came out, Ratzinger, former Nazi himself, and he asked for this last Christmas a new world order. The only reason I bring these up is for what's coming February 2nd, which is, again, Imbolc, returning again February 1st to 2nd. That is when they're going to the Charleston Harbor to once again attempt a drill of a nuclear bomb going off. And we had an incredible event occur where we had four-star General Kevin P. Burns last summer sort of leak that out. He gets fired abruptly, which is, you're going to talk to Karpinski later. Please ask her. That's an illegal maneuver. You cannot remove him without an act. I have military friends and stuff of Congress or a court-martial. And it has to be someone of equal or higher rank than him, which would be hard to find because there was only four members in the entire military with more seniority than he. But on February 2nd, they're going to do this drill again, and George Nuri had Alex on just before that. And so I would implore anyone, please go to InfoWars, get that story. It's from WorldNet Daily. Link it to as many people as you can. I don't care if you call it congressmen, news programs. Tell them you're concerned about this drill because they preceded every terror attack on the day of the drill.
We have to look at these drills as a possible precursor to another terror attack. Now, look, 99 times out of 100, maybe that's not going to happen.
Right.
Same thing with Friday the 13th or June 6, 06, or April 19th is a date they love. It'll, of course, this April 19th, the anniversary of Oklahoma City bombing and of Waco. This will be 11 years to the day after the Oklahoma City bombing. So do we, you know, get out and bury ourselves and put our heads in the sand and unplug from society in lieu of these looming dates? No, of course we don't, but we are very careful where we step, and I think that's the point to be made. Codex Magica, as you mentioned, is Tex Mars's new book. It is fantastic. I've just really started to get through it, and I've been studying these issues for years and years and years, and I'm learning things immediately. I encourage people to get that. You can go to InfoWars.com. Thanks for the call. That was a great call, Jim. We'll come back. Go to Charles in Rhode Island. Others patiently holding. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.